Let's do it.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Good fam. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, guys. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Media Hijack. This is episode 173. Before we get started, If you guys want to buy some official t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijack.com, get you some official t-shirts. And if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, mostly we come on every Saturday live at 6, but today we're doing it Sunday. But if you guys follow our social media, you can keep up with whatever dates we do, because, you know, things happen, so we have to change things around.
Also, sometimes life be life.
Yeah, life is wild. Also, audio listeners, don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. We really need help in that department, audio listeners. If you're on Spotify, just scroll down a little bit. If you're already listening, go down and give us that 5-star, please. Apple, too.
Please, please.
Yep. All right, let's get to the main topic for tonight. I'm going to be talking about Donald Marshall, which is like a whistleblower about human cloning and what's happening since like the 1940s. If you like believe it or not, like if you think about it, human cloning, like coming from like just humans, right? You would think we've been around for this long. You'd think that we've been dabbling with trying to clone a human, right? With all our technology, you'd think that we have been messing with that.
Yes, straight up. I haven't got a whole theory about what's the future's gonna look like for cloning. Come on,
alien bodies. Well, that's
almost.
Yeah. No. With no genitals, no reproductive system.
Like,
yep.
Like a Barbie doll.
Like a sweet Barbie doll. Yep. All right. Any other topics, Chris, for the night?
I was going to talk about this dude named Aaron Bushnell. He was protesting the Israel and Palestine thing back, I think it's like last Sunday or Monday. Mm-hmm. Active duty military member, and set himself on fire and killed himself.
Oh, I saw that. I just saw a little picture, though. I didn't know what was happening, though.
Saw the video. I was going to talk about that. The videos. I wish I never saw it, but I did it for the content.
I
did it
for the show. I don't know how you come across all these footage of very gruesome videos. And I don't know. I couldn't stomach that. And only reason why I can't stomach it, I know, because like when I was a child, right, my sister, her boyfriend, he rented like Faces of Death, and then he made us watch it as kids. But then I didn't realize like the fucked up part about it, like, because I was a kid, I was like, people die, and I was like, that's not scary. But when I got older, I was like, that's fucked up. You don't let kids watch that.
Man, I watched it when I was a kid. Like, my dad used to rent it from Blockbuster. They used to have it at Blockbuster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Faces of Death. We rented it one time, and I was like, what the fuck is, why are they selling this? But I watched, there's like four of them, I think. I watched two of them.
There's a lot of them. Crazy. I remember just going to the video store, all I saw was like the skull on the videotapes.
Yes, it's like, a skull. Yeah.
Like, what's this, Daddy?
I always heard rumors that it was all fake, but whether it was or wasn't, I don't know.
Real. I'm pretty sure it's all real. It all looked like, like, you know, snuff films.
Right.
I'm
going to talk about that. And then scientists just discovered, well, it's been around since maybe like the 70s or 80s or whatever, but it's now starting to come to light that scientists found out there was a period of time back in the day before humans existed that it rained for 2 million years straight.
Whoa.
Yes. They seen it in the rocks. They're like, hey, it's been raining for like a couple centuries straight on Earth. Oh, wait, it rained for like a couple thousand years. 100,000? A million? It might be almost 2 million years it rained straight on Earth.
Shit.
So, yes. So,
is that how we got our oceans?
You know what I'm saying? Atlantis? 2 million years of rain? That's a lot, man.
Fish people.
Right.
Imagine like being afraid to swim, but then you live on a planet where it never stops raining.
Man, put me on the moon.
Nightmare City.
Nightmare City. Yeah, so that's what I got right there. So nothing too much.
All right, let's start with the Donna Marshall human cloning. All right, so Donna Marshall, he said that he was actually forced to participate in human cloning experiments where clones of individuals were created for various purposes. He said that these people that were involved with the cloning, they were a part of a secret society, which he said it was the Illuminati. And he said that in order for you to be a part of this group, right, you would have to sacrifice your child to the group. And then they would allow the family to be a part of the Illuminati. And then they would get all the benefits, you know, they would get all the you know, like everything that came with being a part of Illuminati as far as like wealth and you being able to do stuff, you know, in the real world. And then they would help you with everything, basically. It's like the ultimate club, like the ultimate VIP club and stuff. And he said that his family just sold him off when he was like 5 years old. Because like the reason when he started noticing things like that were weird, my ears ringing. That mean I'm on to something. So I'm on to something. So he said he started like as like a young child, right? He said he started having nightmares of being in like a laboratory, right? And they would do all these experiments to him, and he was like, what the hell is all this? It feels so real. Like they would cut him up and stuff, and then he would experience like shit, like in his dreams. Then he said it felt so real, and then he was like, there has to be something more to these dreams, you know. And then like later, as an adult, like he found out like he was a part of an experiment in like an underground base somewhere. I don't know the location, but he said it was like an underground base where they were doing all these cloning experiments on children, and he was a part of this program, and he happens to be like one of the whistleblowers. But then like if you think about it, right, like let's say this program actually exists and there's a secret program where they're cloning kids, wouldn't they already kill them, right, if you think about it, if he were to blow the whistle?
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah, but then again, if they killed him, wouldn't that put the spotlight on them, I guess?
I mean, the crazy thing, like, if you think about it, right, like, if you were to tell, like, a wild story, like you in particular, Chris, like, you, I mean, we're not famous in no light in any platform like that, right? So if you were to talk about something like that, the most people are going to say is, like, yeah, I don't believe you. Like, you sound crazy. Right? Like, what, I mean, you can make up, you could be so creative and make up this elaborate story about, like, a cloning lab and, you know, people would dismiss that easily. So I think that was one of the reasons why, like, they didn't kill him, because they're like, it's like, who's gonna believe you anyway, Donald? Yeah, right?
You crazy person.
He got like really deep into like a lot of the details, explaining like what actually happened in these labs. Like he was saying that they actually started this human cloning program way back then in the 1940s. And he said the main reason was because, like, world leaders, they would use it to do, like, meetings, like, without actually being there. So, like, they call it, like, a conscious transfer. So, Marshall, he said that with these people in, like leaders, world leaders, right, they would have clones of world leaders, like, they call them, like, I guess, like, avatars. They're, like, your avatars. And the reason why they were using it is because they didn't want to actually meet these other world leaders in person. So, they had their avatar, like, meet the world leaders while they're at home. Yeah. And he said it was a process called conscious transfer, where the soul was transferred into the clone body, like allowing them to inhabit the clone body while the original body remained in like a comatose state. So the real body's just like fucking laid out, like sleeping, just like the Avatar movie.
Right, right.
Meanwhile, like their soul consciousness is taking on a clone body, like in Brazil or something, doing like a Brazil meeting.
That's like some puppet shit, man.
Yeah, it's wild. I heard that. I was like, that is convenient, right? If you think about it, like,
it makes sense too, man, for security purposes, because, you know,
definitely.
I always, like, some of the most powerful people on Earth, you will never know who they are, ever. They don't want to be known. That's true power, man. You can just hide, man. That's
right. Like,
just hide.
Yeah, if they were doing this like since like the 1940s, right? You would imagine like the world leaders that are on TV talking, like, is that really them? Or, you know, they're out there, like, probably, like, laid out, you know, basically in a hospital bed because their body, like, can't even do anything no more. So they're just operating in a clone body.
Right.
That is wild. So they said, like, in the 1940s, after they did all that, they said, you know what? Like, with this technology, we're bored. We want to spice things up. So this is when he said that they started to do the human cloning program on celebrities. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to take over, like, the whole celebrity scene. They would clone celebrities, and then they would basically own the celebrity, like, basically for the rest of their lives. And then if you look, like, nowadays, like, there's so many videos of people saying, oh, like, Gucci, he was cloned, Eminem is cloned. Like, there's a lot of, like, yeah, people, like, saying stuff like that. But then there's, like, videos. I wish I should have got, like, clips of videos. But there's videos of, like, for example, Eminem, where he would just fucking completely zone out. And then it's almost like he got shut down for, like, a good minute.
Uh-oh.
It was, like, the New Year's Eve video. Where Eminem straight zoned out. Like, yeah. Or like Nicki Minaj, she was in an interview and then she zoned out. Like, she just shut down for a good minute.
That Wi-Fi signal got blocked.
Yeah, the connection wasn't strong enough. And then there's a video, Al Roker, a Christmas parade video where the lady.
Seen that one.
Yeah, the lady was like.
That's weird.
She was like, when she said Holy Ghost, like, he just stopped.
That might be one of trigger words.
Holy Ghost. It was like a trigger word. There's a lot of videos like that where celebrities, they're doing like weird behaviors like that. So it makes you wonder, like, if this is true, like, maybe it's happening in Hollywood. Now I heard, like, they said Kevin Hart is a clone. The Rock might be a clone.
Yeah, he did get unnaturally big at one point. Like mutant big, I heard.
I see him in real life. It's like he's huge. It's like, yeah, if you put him in a crowd, like, you could spot him out easy. He's like, it's big, man. Yeah. Best there is. 1987 said Kanye is a clone. Kanye is rumored to be cloned.
I'm glad, yo. Shout out to Best There Is. I was just about to bring it up. We talked about this years ago, saying that Kanye was a clone, long ass time ago. When things started acting weird, we were like, man, the real Kanye is tied up in a basement with Bruce Jenner. They're both tied up down there. Like, yeah, like back to back. They're in the chair, like back to back, like this, like, oh, we gotta get out of here. And like, oh, come on, like, you go left, I go right. Like, they're tied together and they've been down there for like, and occasionally we always used to joke around where the Kanye clone goes down there like occasionally to check in on them. And real Kanye got a beard and shit and afro, like,
yeah, it could be, because remember, like, that one time, like, he did went crazy, right? And then, like, they said, like, the hospital took him and they're like injecting him with everything. And then after everything, like, was said and done, like, I guess a week later, he came out with like just straight blonde hair, and then his face was all different. Like, he got more serious.
He's looking like Simon Phoenix from Demolition Man. Like,
yeah, I was like, what the fuck just happened? I was like, did they do something to him? Like, you know, his vibe is different. Like, he's not giving off the same vibes no more.
Yo, Donald Trump, like, yo, dragon energy. I was like, what is he talking about?
Damn.
What
the fuck are you talking about? Donald Trump was another one that's rumored to be cloned. Biden, all of them.
Biden. I think Biden's another one I heard recently. But obviously, that's kind of.
Yeah, Biden's being a little too obvious. Like,
he be logging out too much. He like.
Yeah.
Just looking at him.
With all the technology of cloning, why won't they just give him, like, one that's, you know, that works better?
Maybe he can't afford it. He's just a puppet.
I don't think money's an issue when you're a world leader.
Yeah, but obviously the president's like, you just a face. You ain't got no real power. You just deliver bad news.
Basically.
Sorry guys, we're going to war.
Bob in the chat says, I don't think Trump can be cloned. He needs to be the outlier. Is that how you say the outlier?
Outlier? Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. I can see him being a clone too. Like, if you really think about it, like, the left or right side, it's one side basically. It's just,
oh hell yeah, it's all the same bullshit.
If you pick one side, it's just, that's like what they want. It's just they want things divided. They never want people to be together. You know?
Nah, man. Because when we work together, it shuts all that shit down. It shuts everything.
It destroys like the whole system. Like, they're like, oh shit, they want one side. It's like, nah, we want you guys to keep picking side. Keep red, blue, pick a side. We need separation.
Focus on each other. Because if we start focusing on them, it starts hurting their wallets.
Right. It's like, the hate. They need hate to survive. Hate is like its own entity, dude. Like that dude, shit. It thrives on like people that just throw more hate. They love it.
It thrives on ignorance.
Yeah, that's like, really that shit tastes good.
I want some more hate.
Oh, they fighting? Damn, that tastes good.
Hell yeah, kill them.
That's why people love drama. When it's like crazy drama, everybody's like, ooh, pull their phone out.
It's a good distraction.
Yeah, because today at work, a girl was trying to commit suicide, and this happened on the train that I was on. She got on the train that I was on, and then she was like, I'm so tired of this life. I'm just so tired. I'm done with this. Like, people don't know. Like, I've been through so much. I'm just tired of life. I need to get off this train right now, right? And then I was like, oh, shit. In my head, I'm thinking maybe she have a weapon, and then maybe she might commit suicide on the train, but I felt like she might stab somebody on the way out. So I was like, because, you know, people who commit suicide, a lot of them, they try to take out innocent people, too. They're like, I'm not going alone, you know? Dude, so, you know, like, I was watching my back. I was like, making sure she's not going to pull a knife out of me and shit, you know, because I was like... Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm just doing podcast research right now. I'm not trying to get stabbed. So then immediately, right when it was like the first next stop, right, she got off the train. And then she tried to jump off the track in front of the train. So like the train conductor, she's like, hey, we need there's like a jumper, a suicide. Somebody's trying to commit suicide jumping on the tracks. That cop showed up so fast, dude. I was like, yeah, I'd never seen the damn MARTA cops come out that fast.
MARTA police? MARTA police be ready sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, then she just got louder and louder. Then they took her ass out. They arrested her. Then, yeah, it was wild. It was chaotic for a bit.
But what off was to Grady Hospital. They're going to put her in Grady Hospital. She'll be in that psych ward. She'll be out. She'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah. She was all saying, like, I shouldn't have came work on Sunday. But now she's in a whole other mess now.
Shit, fuck yeah! You'd be lucky if you have a job after this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn, hope she get the help she need though.
But yeah, like, what was I getting to was like when the whole thing happened, right? People got off the train to record her. Like, they all got off the train and then they took their phone out just to record everything. And then the cop was like, "Hey, get back on the train! Get back on the train!" Blah blah blah. You know, like, you don't even, like, get, like, you know, because they're trying to contain, you know, the situation.
A lot of people recording ain't helping.
And I didn't pull my phone out. I legit was doing podcast research.
So I can't back out of it. I was like,
Donald Marshall. I was actually kind of scared because I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to witness something and I don't think I'm prepared for that.
Fuck, man. It's always something going on over there.
Dude, all the time. All right, to Marshall. So, like, according to Marshall, he said, like, these underground bases were heavily guarded and protected by security to prevent unauthorized access. He claimed that only selected individuals associated with the secret society were allowed to enter these facilities. As far as, like, the technology, he says, like, the underground bases were equipped with advanced technology and state-of-the-art equipment necessary for conducting cloning procedures. He claims that the facilities were equipped with sophisticated laboratories, medical equipment, and other specialized tools. Marshall said that aside from human cloning, other activities such as genetic experimentation, mind control research, and interaction with ET beings also took place in these underground bases. So they weren't doing just cloning. They had like the whole, they do everything. Fucking, yeah,
It's like a one-stop shop for like everything weird, bro. You get everything in one spot.
Yeah, it's like the one-stop shop for all the conspiracy theorist people to be like, I knew it was all true.
I knew it was all here.
Yeah, so they were doing like genetic experimentations, like basically what CRISPR is doing with genetic modifications of DNA, because they're trying to not just clone people, but clone them and then put like certain genetics that they like, you know, somebody that doesn't get, you know, diabetes ever or some shit like that, you know, like they put these these genes where they're like kind of like creating like a super clone.
Yeah. Because CRISPR, what they remove, like the flaws within the body or something,
right?
In order, like if it's like genetics, like you know stuff you've received genetically through your family, whatever, they can remove that shit to
they
where.
just, yep, they just put all the strong genes. Like you're not born like a runt. You're born like with all the stuff. Like, oh, thank you God for all these. Thank you for my 6-inch vertical leap or whatever.
I know you about to say 6-inch penis.
I like 6-inch vertical leap.
That's crazy too.
No, I meant to say like 6 feet.
6 feet. Yeah. I got what you're saying.
All right, so Donald Marshall claimed that numerous prominent individuals, including celebrities, politicians, and other public figures, were involved in human cloning program. Some of these people are, for example, he said, what's her name? You remember the whole Avril Lavigne thing? How they said she died a long time ago?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And then like they said her clone, which was a girl that looks just like her, named Melissa Vandella. If you look that up, look up Melissa Vandella, Vandella. And she looks exactly like Avril Lavigne, dude.
Let me look it up.
Because like the whole theory was that they said that Avril Lavigne died in the early 2000s and was replaced with a lookalike clone with Melissa. And yeah, I looked it up. I was like, dude, these are like identical twins. And she has she's like a, I wish I had the picture.
Look at it right now.
Yeah, it's wild,
right?
Right
now.
Because if you think about it, like, yeah, like what happened to her, right? She's off the map. Like she's off the map. Yeah.
As soon as I typed in her name, Melissa Vandel in Google, the first thing popped up was like the conspiracy.
Damn.
That was the first thing that popped up. Damn, no, they look alike, man. Not to say they all look alike. But these people in particular look alike.
Yeah, that's wild, huh?
Damn, you can't even tell the difference in this one picture.
Mm-hmm. He said, like, a lot of, like, the celebrities that were cloned, right? Like, a lot of them, they try to get out of that shit. Like, you know, they, like, some of them, they purposely wanted to be cloned so they don't have to be in the limelight no more. They'd rather let their clone take all the limelight and stuff while they're sitting. Because, you know, I mean, come on. Yeah, as a celebrity.
I can kind of see that, man.
Yeah, like a celebrity, like you would get tired and burnt out from like doing all these public appearances, right? So you'd be like, hey, can there be a lookalike of me? And then just they can do all the whatever. Meanwhile,
yeah,
just
no, straight
back.
Up.
Yeah. I can believe that too.
I could definitely see it, man. Honestly, it might be one of the things like when you get into Hollywood and you get an agent and all that, it's like, hey, you have to sign this contract. Contract is like, you know, we get your DNA. Like you have to do these shows and tours. Whether it's you in person or not, you have to be of in this contract, you have to be like okay with us taking your DNA. We'll clone you, and we'll have you do these world tours. You can be back home with your family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on your contract, you have to keep it a secret. You can't tell nobody about it, and we'll let your clones do all the work. Because I remember the reason why it just dawned on me just now that might be a thing too. Because I know with the writer's strike that was going down, they were trying to replace all background actors and actors with like AI.
Yeah,
and it like basically they did start paying off all the background actors and actresses, saying like, hey, for this whatever, they was gonna start putting background actors and actresses on contracts, saying like, hey, if you do this movie, you're agreeing to like, we take your likeness for $300. Like we'll pay you $300 for your likeness, and then we'll just reuse your likeness, and AI will put you in movies, but you will never get paid for it. It's basically trying to cut them out and just have AI run the show. And,
it's like that Black Mirror episode.
Right.
Yeah, where they you pretty much like you give up your likeness and then the company can do whatever they want with your face.
And make a damn reality show about you.
I think I'm not sure if it's true, but they said like Bruce Willis actually sold like his likeness to companies so they can actually use Bruce Willis' face on anything they want if they want to do commercials or make more movies.
I believe it. I think you got one for some like Japanese commercials too.
It's everywhere.
Well, because like Bruce Willis, he on his way out the door, man. He been having like he been having like some cognitive issues. For the past several years, he's been doing like, I think he did like 17 movies in 1 year, like a couple years ago. Because because he has a disorder that's starting to kick in. Like, it's almost like dementia, I think. But basically, he's going to start losing, like, his motor skills, his cognitive functions. He's basically become a vegetable. So, like, several years ago, he was working nonstop. He was doing, like, straight-to-video, like, movies or straight-to-streaming service movies. Mm. And he was making, like, you know, like $1 million per movie every time. But he was doing it because he's trying to get his affairs in order so his family will be okay with money when he's gone. So he was doing, like, a lot of stuff, like, working these – he was, doing, like, these straight-to-video movies where he would only be in a movie for, like, maybe 5 minutes total. Mm-hmm. But he would make $1 million off of it. But that was, like – but the way they would promote these little B-list movies, D-list movies, they made it seem like he was, like, the main character, which he really wasn't. But it was, like – it was a weird way to help try to promote these – D-list movies by saying Bruce Willis was in it, but reality he really wasn't, and he got paid $1 million just to do like little small scenes. Mm. So he's banked a lot of money, but he's been getting up a lot of his likeness and doing like these small roles because he ain't gonna be around too much longer. He is like they saying like his condition is getting worse. So
I can see why he. Or he could take the other route and, you know, just become a clone and let his consciousness like be in a healthy Bruce Willis body. You know.
Yeah. Get a stack, baby.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy where all this shit actually comes out into the public saying like it's actually possible we can actually transfer your conscious like in, you know, other like what the clone body that we created. Dude, the public will go crazy. But then on top of that, the rich people, they're gonna be so happy. They don't have to
take it before.
Yeah, because you know, because they're already going to the doctor to do all these surgery so they could look young, but like why do all the surgeries look young when you could be young just in another complete brand new body,
right? Mm-hmm. Stronger body, younger body, you back, and only the rich can afford it, you know. It ain't gonna be for us.
we die
we'll get the bootleg version. Mm-hmm. We'll get the bootleg version where we could put our stack in like in a stray cat or something.
Yeah,
in
a stray cat.
Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Some busted body
and an old cat too, like a cat on its last leg, you know? 8 lives. Like three legs. Gone.
Yeah. On his last life with 3 legs.
Bob says, surprised they haven't went rogue yet. Or did they? Speaking of like rogue, like, remember when Britney Spears, she was going through all this crazy shit. She shaved her head. She went, you know, she went kind of wild. Like, and then you wonder, like, what's happening with her? Like, is it the drugs? Is it she can't take it no more, you know? What's crazy about, her, right? Donald Marshall said that in her situation, artists they would do stuff like in their music videos to try to show awareness of what's actually happening on the inside, but it's like they can show what's happening without actually saying what's happening, you know? So it's almost like there's a loophole so they can't get in trouble because they did like some contract, so they would put it in like their music videos of what's actually going on. So Britney Spears, she has a music video called what is it called? It's like Break the Ice or some shit.
What?
Hold on. Let me see. Where is that?
Is it like a new video? Old video?
No. It's old video. Maybe like an 8-year-old video. But like in this video, Britney Spears, it's not Stronger, Bob. It's called like Break the Ice. It's something like that. What the hell? Where's my notes at? That shit's gone. Yeah, but okay. Okay, so in the video, right, if you fast forward like towards the end, it shows Britney Spears. It's like an anime video. Or like an animated video where it shows Britney Spears, she breaks into a cloning lab, right? And then she finds all these tubes with a bunch of clones of herself. She saw herself as a clone and then she made eye contact and she took like a bomb and she blew up the whole laboratory.
Oh, what?
So this is basically her blowing up a cloning lab.
Right.
Like I was like, that's a bit obvious, right? So he said that celebrities, like they would do stuff like that in their videos just to show like, hey, something, you know, is happening, but they don't know how else to tell people without telling them
my art.
Right. And for example, you remember we said like Eminem was one, you know, I mean, his one video where he's like the real Slim Shady. And then you see the video is like a bunch of copies of Slim Shady.
Yes.
Right.
I remember that performance at the MTV Music Awards. That shit was crazy. Yeah, it was like just a bunch of Eminem's, like, mm-hmm. Blonde hair.
It's crazy. And who knows, man? They could.
We get a real Slim Shady, please stand up.
Right, because he was like, because there's so many like different versions of him. They said that he didn't actually he hasn't rapped since Encore album. Like,
oh, that was a while ago.
The real one, I don't know. The real one's probably on his deathbed, like jerking on the jerk, jacking on the jerkins.
The real one got black hair, man. Like on 8 Mile. That's the real Eminem. The blonde ones are the clones.
Rabbit, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Rabbit.
My boy Rabbit. Speaking of Rabbit, there's like this another artist that came out and saying he was a clone. We don't know him, but he goes by Kid Boo. It's like he had a popular song called like the Death of SoundClap Cloud Rapper, something like that. Something like Death of Doubt of the Death of Cloud Rap. What was that shit called?
Oh, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like he goes on this interview, right? They said, "Where are you from?" He's like, "I'm from Jersey." But then like he said he grew up in Florida, and then the guy was like, "Okay, so what's the deal with Canada?" It's like, "Oh yeah, Canada is where I was cloned, first generation." Like he just said it like straight up, and then the way he speaks is so crazy because he speaks so clear and fluid, and you can understand everything that he's saying with detail. I wish I would have got the interview, but he was like, "Yeah," he was like, "I'm actually second generation, but the first generation was cloned in Canada." In a lab called Clonaid, and if you actually look up Clonaid, it's actually a real physical lab where they have a lot of shit on that lab. Where there was like a Chinese meeting where they had like the whole the Congress talk about like this lady's trying to sue Clonaid because they said that they impregnate her like in Clonaid, right? They impregnate her like they put like a seed in her. Like what? Without her even at, like a clone seed, and like, and she's trying to sue the company Clonaid for it, and it's all like the whole press conference was like in Chinese, and I was like, oh shit, like something's going on. So like he was mentioning the Clonaid lab where they clone him, and then he says he had a twin brother, and people saying like, oh, that's not your twin brother, because he has a video where it shows him and his twin brother like sitting on the same couch. And they're like, right. They're like, oh, he just edited these videos to make it look like he got a twin, looks just like him. And of course, like you can edit and make it look like that. But if you actually listen to his interview where he talked about how he was cloned and everything, like from his twin was cloned, the tattoos, everything all match up and everything. It's pretty wild. Yeah. That story is pretty wild because I don't think he gained anything from that. I don't even think like his career even took off after that. Same like with Donald Marshall.
Yeah, like I remember, like at least with clone stuff. I'm actually one of the people that get behind like with cloning. It isn't so much like they build a human in a lab from scratch. It's more like kind of like in the game Metal Gear Solid, how they had it where like the main character Snake and his brother Liquid and all his other clones they had, they all were like clones, but they all have to be like carried by a woman. Like you still need a woman to give birth to these clones. And so he winds up finding out, I don't think he ever finds out about the truth of his birth, but him and his twin brother were actually carried. They were actually implanted into a woman, and then they were given birth to. The whole time he thought he was just born in a lab, and then, you know, he's born in a petri dish. But in reality, he wants to find, like, well, these cloning technologies, while they're able to get the cells to create a being, they still need an egg to fertilize these in. And still, you still need a woman to carry these babies to term. So these clones weren't just, like, supposedly, like, they were created in a lab, but also they still need to be birthed out through a female. And right. So when you say, like, that woman got implanted with the clones, I'm like, no, that sounds like some Metal Gear Solid shit. What this lady didn't know she had just carrying twins, the twin clones.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that other game, Death Standing, or was Death Stranding? The Kojima?
Good game, man. Yeah, I like that game.
Where he carries, like, the baby, like, in, like, an artificial, like, womb that he carries, like, a backpack. Bonkers.
The game is bonkers. Yes, the baby's, like... You travel this world. You walk everywhere. It's a walking sim. Walk everywhere.
And there's part two coming out.
Yes, and they come out with a sequel. That game bombed. I'm surprised they came out with a sequel. I'm shocked. I can't wait.
I think there's a deeper meaning to it.
It is, man. Because really all these, like, when you walk in the open world, you see like these creatures. They'll come and attack you. But when they come out the ground, they're like shadow beings. But they all have like umbilical cords attached to them, and it goes into the ground. Mm. You want to find out there's like a theme in the game about babies and umbilical cords, and like the babies in the little tubes. When you're walking around, when a baby starts crying, that means it's detecting these entities, these shadow entities are nearby, and you need to like walk slow or something. Because if you start running, it'll detect you and shit. So it's weird. It's The game has a theme about babies and vocal cords and having attached to like an old life or something. It's DNA. It's wild. It's
I kind of want to play it just for the story, though.
It's long, though, man.
Never mind.
It's long as...
Say no more.
I know. I was going to tell you. I know you hate them long games.
All right. So how did they do these clonings? So there's like a lot of different methods to how they did this cloning. Like the first one we mentioned earlier was a conscious transfer. Where they actually have the technology to transfer your conscious over to another body. Which I'm like, dude, if they were doing that in the 1940s, can you imagine what type of technology they're just walking around with right now? If they're able to take your soul out, like your soul is mine, and I'm going to put it in this other body. That's like the most fucking sci-fi bonker shit. Like, it's just so hard to believe that, right?
You can't get much crazier than that, man. I got a theory of the reason why I think they're trying to go with cloning. I think because with the we're starting to hit this age of space travel and stuff, and because the distance would be too long for a human, I think they're trying to get these clone bodies ready for when we have to start colonizing other planets.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, keep the clones on standby. Like, I always imagine, like, okay, if we have to leave Earth, we obviously taking humans is not going to be feasible. We all going to wind up having to die here. Right. But they can take our DNA and stuff, put them in like these product and like cryogenics or whatever the hell you want to call it, like some kind of cryo area, keep all the DNA and stuff, whatever, just kind of like a storage department for all our DNA, have robots tend to it, because robots don't age, have robots AI tend to our DNA's health throughout this long 1,000-year travel, and then when we get to the planet, then they start the whole birthing process of like, okay, let's start birthing humans, boom, 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 robot, and robots will be doing all this. Robots will be doing all this. Beep, AI will be beep. Responsible for.
You guys beep, want Chris beep, Jesus? Beep. We got five.
Yes. They're going like, hey, we got to build like, say like 1 million people. They're going to be like the working class to help build this planet up. And we're going to call it Project Seed or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a theory like of this is how clones are going to be used in the future.
Yeah. But you know, like, we're supposed to go to these planets, right? Like to, you know, build the whole planet up, but then at the same time humans, they still got needs, so they're like, all right, let me take two clones of Chris Jesus, one for working and then one for pleasure only.
Hey, want me a sex bot?
Chris sex two clone. Time two for that work. Jared Footlong special.
Greg gag ball in the mouth with the
tie that, with the little gag in the mouth, tie him up.
What was that, Paul?
Yeah,
was Pulp that Fiction? Pulp Fiction?
The Gimp.
The Gimp.
Yeah. Katie Long in the chat. Let's go.
What's up, Katie? How
been
you
it's been a while.
Hey, for real.
All right. So the other process of cloning, there's like a process where it involves creating exact replicas of the individual, including their physical appearance, memories, and personalities. He claimed that these clones were grown in laboratory settings using genetic material obtained from the original individual. Mm. That sounds fucking crazy too, right?
Yeah, man. That 23andMe, man. I think they all harvested DNA. They're harvesting DNA.
Dude, imagine up. Like 23andMe was just like, it was just to trick the public so they can take the DNAs of people and then populate another planet. But they try to like, you know, narrow down, filter down to, like, the best genetics. Because they're like, they look at my genetics like, ew, no, we can't get a Billy Waters here. Thank you, but no thanks.
You don't have a place in our new world.
Jason Momoa. Oh, beep, 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 beep. Green light. Let's get a couple of Jason Momoa DNA. And you know, one Jason for movies, Moe's. One for making a house, and one for pleasure, of course.
Need my Jason Momoa clone sex doll. Katie Long says, have you seen They Clone Tyrone? Badass movie, a little let down at the end. That was my favorite movie. That was one of my favorite movies last year. That movie was great.
Django.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Django clones.
Like, here's like the whole thing with the Jamie Foxx thing. There was like a little conspiracy behind that too, because before that, that film came out, you know, Jamie Foxx, he was hospitalized for something. Like, I don't know what illness he caught.
Then they said he was like a stroke or something.
Yeah, it was weird. It was strange. I forgot like some other background story behind that, but they said something where he fired like some people from the production. I think maybe it was that film or a different film that he was he was producing another film, but then he had to fire some people because he didn't like them or something. And then next, you know, suddenly he became like ill. Then it was almost like he was on the precipice of you know, the stairway to heaven. And next, you know, like he was okay. And then he made the interview. Then people were watching not the interview, but the video of him speaking about, you know, the illness and stuff. They're like, hey, wait a minute. Is this our Jamie Foxx or is this clone Tyrone? You know, a different version of Jamie.
He even came out too and said, like, I'm not a clone. Is that what you said? Which is exactly what a clone would say. He's like, I'm not a clone. I'm not a clone. Like, he's like, I'm fine. Because I remember at first the news was coming out that his condition was getting worse.
Yeah.
That was the news. I was like, he was dying.
I was like, we're about to lose another big celebrity right now.
It was like his condition got so bad with the news, at least before the news I was coming out, was that people started saying, like, he got vaccinated, but it was going in that direction. Like, he got vaccinated. His ass was donezo.
Yeah, they're just going so many narratives to, like, figure out what's happening, you know? Because it's almost like...
it was strange, though.
It definitely was strange. And I was like, oh,
I don't know what the truth was. I don't know what the truth was behind it, but it was weird. I was like, that is kind of a... he coming out. And then, like, a month later, he was at a basketball court. He just shot, like, a fucking... not even a three-pointer. He shot from past half court and made a shot.
That's cloning behavior, right?
I think he threw a football. He threw a football, and it went and landed in the hoop.
Holy shit.
He's on the other side of the basketball court. Everybody's like, see, that clone. The clone, man.
That shit accurate, you know? Like, you know, because clones, when they make these clones, right, they not only make you better, like, they give you genetics, like, athletic genetics where, okay, you could score, like, a basket with the football from, I don't know, 50 yards. Mm-hmm. Damn, showing out.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Looking up, like if you type in, like, Jamie Foxx makes a shot with a football and a basketball goal from, like, past, dude, that was crazy. That was after the whole stroke clone story that went out. I was like, man, I kind of believe the clone story now. Because it's like, he came back, he's like, hey, I want the arm of Tom Brady. Well, we got you, Jim. Like, Jamie, we got you. You can afford it. So now you can throw, like, Tom Brady.
Imagine, like, once he made that shot, right, and then everybody saw that shit, and then his handler saw it. He was like, hey, what the fuck you doing, man?
Stop fucking showing out for it.
What the hell you do? Do that at home. Don't do that in public. Like, you're an actor, man. You're not an athlete. Stop.
Jamie, you have a 3-mile long backyard. Throw the football out there. Don't be doing that in no damn YMCA.
Stop showing out, man. And then the athlete's like, hey, what the fuck? Like, maybe you should be playing on the team.
Right? Looking like dude from looking like Any Given Sunday out there.
It's like, we know you're talented, you know, like, especially like in acting, how, you know, he can play
acting,
like
singing, fucking, comedy.
Yeah.
Now you want to throw?
Yeah. Now you're an athlete.
Hey, what if he got all those skills because he was from previous clones?
Yeah.
What if it was all clone update skills?
It could be, right? Like, it's just like the Matrix, right? Hey, I want to learn karate. Boop. Here's karate.
Yeah, right. Dude, I know kung fu.
Jamie's like, hey, give me like a Tom Brady arm or some shit.
I want Tom Brady. Gotcha. We're going to just upload it in this stack right here. Boom, boom, boom. Here you go, Mr. Fox. That'd be $1.7 million. Katie Long says, have you seen Moon with Sam Rockwell? No, I have not. What is that movie about? I like Sam Rockwell, though.
Is that where the moon crashed into the earth or some shit?
Is that it? I remember you told me you said you saw it in theaters, right?
I don't know if it was called Moon. I forgot. But I remember basically, it was a moon, like, once they got on the moon, they're like, holy shit, it is hollow.
Oh, yeah. It's like a hollow.
And it was like it was like a machine in there. It was like a Clone Bros.
Like Bang Bros?
Clone Bros. Bang Bros.
No, I never seen Moon.
All right. Let me get to the number three of how else they do cloning. All right, another one is through, like, mind control. So Donna Marshall, he suggested that mind control techniques were used to manipulate and control both the clones and the individuals that were involved in the cloning program. He claimed that this was achieved through a combination of psychological conditioning, drugs, and technology. I can see that. I think you could brainwash anybody and then end up controlling them, you know, like, especially like if you're under the influence of particular drugs. Shit.
Easy.
Once they, easy. Yeah, like, for example, like, if you gave somebody, like a acid trip, right? You can, if you know how to do it right, you could probably shut off, like, some shit and then take control over the person's brain. And I'm sure the government in a lot of countries, they dabbled a lot of experiments with psychedelics with fucking with people's brains.
Straight up, man. Especially like truth serums. That's the one thing they were trying to get to. Truth serum.
The death, devil's breath or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember like they had like the rumor to have like a drug they call like devil's breath where they would give it to people and then they would tell them their social security, their credit card number, man. Everything.
Your mama's birthday. Like that shit was deep, man. I remember that. I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, and they said said it wasn't real, but I don't know, man. I think anything's possible.
Man, I believe that I believe it's real, man. Look, if the CIA is looking for it and they've been using it, they know something that we don't know.
They and definitely there's not a reason something. Why they was using LSD. Like what Donna Marshall was saying, right? He's saying that like in the 1940s they were researching like dreams, like REM sleeps and dreams. Mm-hmm. Like they said they did an extensive research on it to where like they did so much research on it, like you would say like why are they spending so much money on like dream research?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like the hell let
these projects
let them sleep? Like no, there's something that's going on like in the dream world where they're like, hey, we need to like okay, imagine this, right? We're able to get into somebody's dream and then on top of that build in their dream. Because have you ever heard of this theory where people they say they were dreaming of the same guy and then like everybody was dreaming of the same person because somebody made a post, right? They said, have you ever seen this man in your dream? And he posted like a picture of the man he sees in his dream. And then a whole bunch of people comment saying, I seen the same guy in my dream too. So they're wondering like, why are we seeing the same guy in our dream? So then like, if you go back to like the 40s, right, where the government was experimenting on dreams, like people doing dream experiments, right? They're saying like, maybe the dude in the lab was the one that's trying to get into these people's dreams. But on top of that, he created like his own entity within the dream realm. And then other people who would dream about him, they would see him because he's still doing experiments.
Yo, he's still in dreams.
It's like the dream guy. Like he put himself in people's dreams. Yeah, like Freddy Krueger.
Goddamn.
Jesus, I don't even know how I remember that, but that's crazy, right?
No, they know some shit about consciousness, man. Like, it's something about consciousness, man. It's like the more I've been reading shit about with ego death and stuff like. It's something about the consciousness, man. It really is, man. It's. I don't think they even fully understand it, but they're really trying to like either probably more likely weaponize it instead of letting it go as natural course. I think like as far as the consciousness is, it's supposed to exist within a universal aspect because you're part of everything. But they're trying to weaponize it, like, hey, we need to do remote viewing. So they're kind of using it like consciousness in like I think in like in a toxic way. You know, we'll turn it to like spies and espionage, and cause, you know, humans, we're always trying to turn shit into weapons. I don't care what it is. We're always going to weaponize it.
Yeah, humans are crazy, man. They're so violent. They're like, hey, here's nuclear energy so you guys can have an abundance of energy without producing waste. Humans are like, thank you, but could we make it into a bomb?
Okay.
I mean, they're like, what the fuck? Like, you gave this advanced technology, now you want to blow shit up?
That's like how it was when the Western world came to China. It was like, oh, those are pretty. What are those called? I was like, oh, in China, like, oh, this is fireworks. No, Western man. Oh, okay, cool. How many people can we kill with this?
Yeah, basically.
Can we shoot this at people? Like, goddamn. They make guns. Like, what?
Like, you're shooting that, like vertically?
And that's pretty. Can we blow somebody up with this? Like, that's the first thing they fucking
like, thought. Yeah, it's like, could we put this in, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, in a pipe? With, like, a metal ball, right? And then shoot it horizontally, like, would somebody die from this?
Can we blow up a whole village with this?
Let's test it. Boom, now we got guns. Now we're going through the gun age.
Fuck firework. Fuck celebration. Like, are we smoking everyone out?
Fast forward, like, a machine gun? What the fuck? Automatic. Jesus Christ. Right. Katie says, did you both ever see Until the End of the World by Wim Wenders? Nope.
Wim Wenders to the end. I don't think I have.
Is that a comedy?
I watched a lot of End of the World. Until the World End.
I saw the comedy one with like Seth Rogen or some shit.
Oh, This is the End?
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
That movie's hilarious.
All right, let me get to the last cloning thing that they did. The last one was number 4. It was called genetic manipulation. I think we know about this one. So Marshall, he said that genetic engineering techniques were employed to modify and enhance clones' characteristics and abilities. He claimed that this allowed the secret society to create clones with specific traits and capabilities tailored to their purposes. So does this sound familiar?
A little bit.
Doesn't it sound like what CRISPR is doing? The CRISPR company?
Straight up, man. What is gene therapy or whatever?
Yeah, gene editing. So, like, basically, he said this a long time ago before, like, CRISPR was, like, big like that. Because when this guy, when he was, like, he said he was kidnapped, cloned, or whatever, all the stuff they did to him, it was, like, all in the 80s and shit. So, like, he came out, he basically is talking about, like, CRISPR technology where people were taking, like, DNAs, right? And then they were cloning certain, like, characteristics and abilities that they want into their clone. And then they would put it into the clones that the people made for them. Which sounds like CRISPR technology. CRISPR is just, like, the public company for
the face.
These people that's doing all this crazy-ass shit. Because, you know, always, like... companies, they come out like these private companies come out like this, right? Like the reason why they go public is because they need funding, so they need like government funding or whatever. And
I'll be back,
like free. The government's like, hey, because there's still like not all government is bad, there's good parts of the government that's trying to keep things balanced too, so that's why like they can't just give money to anybody. So if a company like CRISPR they propose to their government and saying, hey, like we're doing like with our genetic program, like we're trying to, you know, like create like genes and actually inject people with these genes where it can eliminate like somebody with like a like cataract disease or like try to eliminate that gene from like their future children, so their future children wouldn't have it. So, or like people who have illnesses like right now, like let's say, like we can get rid of like your blindness just by an injection where they can modify your genetics and give you better eyesight and shit.
Right.
And the government be like, cool, like could you prove it? Like CRISPR's like, sure, we can prove it. Like, all right, here's $500 million. Continue. They take the $500 million. And they do God knows what. They do whatever they want.
I think like the existence of things like CRISPR and CERN, A lot of it's like to help. I think a lot of ways to put a face to what we're gonna find out eventually, because whatever the fuck CERN's doing and whatever the hell CRISPR's trying to do, is gonna come to light. So I think this is kind of a way to like maybe spoon feed us bit by bit. Like, hey, because you see CRISPR more and more pop it up, and not even conversations, but in movies, they sort of mention CRISPR like in plots and stuff like, well, CRISPR technology and CRISPR this. Like, hey, why y'all kind of this kind of like back in the '50s when he did with like the conditioning thing with Twilight Zone and Outer Limits, trying to introduce people like, hey, the possibility of space travel and da 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 and the weird and the strange, and just kind of like get people's minds right, because if they throw all this shit at us too much, like everything at us like all at one time too much, this might break people's reality. So you kind of got to like slow it down and kind of slowly feed it to us. And cloning is going to be one thing, because like I said, they've been doing it with like with animals for the longest and trying to make like a... Was it that one goat that can like that, like push out silk, like whatever, that can milk out silk or whatever, like that one
fucking
goat,
spider silk,
you know what I'm saying? Like, push out spider silk. So yeah, they kind of they've been spoon feeding us this for a little bit, but ain't no telling what they really got behind closed doors of
I think a lot of like the slow fed is like happening through movies, like a lot of the Marvel movies,
entertainment, man, multiverse shit.
Yeah, the whole multiverse.
Nobody talking about no multiverse. Now it was about the multiverse 10 years ago.
Right. Now, like, maybe it's a thing. You know, maybe this quantum leap in different realities is actually happening. And, you know, when it actually happens, that new generation that's been fed all these information, they'd be like, it's like, oh, you know, I kind of knew, like, the movies were on to something, you know. It's kind of like a soft disclosure. Like, they're telling us what's happening, you know, but they're not actually telling us. They're putting it in a movie.
Entertainment, man.
Yeah.
Because you want to... Because, like, in Hollywood, anytime you have, like, movies, say, like, for example, like, Michael Bay and Transformers, when he wants to use, like, military planes and helicopters and stuff like that, when they make movies in Hollywood, they have to pass off the script to I'm not sure who in particular, but it's to the United States government, and they have to review this script so they don't say too much shit that they don't want like going out. Yeah. So they kind of like have kind of like, hey, like you can use this in your script, you can use this, but only because we allow you to. We want you guys to tell them this, but it's kind of like because you know, they don't want you like spilling the beans on like you're a director or whatever, and you selling like saying some like real wild shit about the government. Right. You know, they do have like a handle on what you could talk about military involvement in far as movies like like the movie Zero Dark 30. You know, they had a lot, the U.S. government had a lot of hand in that movie being made, like, hey, this is the story we would need you to tell, and whatever. So I feel like the government could be like, hey, you can tell this movie, but you can only tell them this much, not too much.
It's like you have to give them like the whole script first before you can even actually film what you want to film. It's like they got a proofread before they're like, all right, we're only can allow this much information to come out. You cannot give all this information, you know, because it actually, you know, it's almost like it makes sense too. It's like a security thing too, you know. You can't just give up all government secrets like that, you know. So like before they produce like these films, they have to give it to whoever is like in charge, like I don't know, at the Pentagon or something. They have to review everything, all the whole script. Even like in Steven Spielberg movies, they had to review a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, now you can make your Nerf movie, like your soft version of what you really want to say to the public.
Michael Bay. talking about Transformers on the Moon. Get out of here. You better calm down.
Get that shit out here.
So Katie Long was talking about the movie before, Until the End of the World. I saw that. I looked up when she said that, so I'm going to try to check that out. And then she also says another good movie with The Rock is called Southland Tales. Man, that movie is good. I had it on DVD back in the day.
DVD?
Movie is, yes, I had it. Back then I was like, I got it. It's when I got in the military and I got my first like dorm room. And I went to like to the BX, which is like the base exchange, or the PX, post exchange. Mm. Whatever it is, it's different. It's BX, whatever. I went to the place, it's basically like, you know, you got a commissary, you can buy furniture, movies, whatever. Damn. But I want to buy it on DVD, Southland Tales. And I was like, what the fuck is it? It's like Donnie Darko. I think it might be the same thing that did
with that. The Rock?
With The Rock, Dwayne? Yes. This movie bombed. Like, it did, like, they tried to push it in theaters. This is back when The Rock was, like, starting to blow up as an actor. And it was, like, with him, Sarah Michelle Gellar, who played Buffy, the dude that played, he was in American Pie. I forget his name, William Scott, something like Sean William Scott, I think his name is. Stifler. His name was Stifler and, in American Pie. He's in it. Man, good cast, but it's about like time travel and like this weird crazy shit. It's like it's basically Donnie Darko.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
With The Rock. It's called Southland Tales. It's weird, it's out there, man, but I liked it, man. But it took me a while. It's one of the movies you gotta watch a couple times to like really understand like
when you said it was like Donnie Darko that caught my attention, because Donnie Darko was deep as shit. Yeah.
I think the same guy who did, when you see it, I'm bad with names. I'm not sure if the guy who directed Donnie Darko did this movie, but when you see it, you'd be like, this has some Donnie Darko vibes to it, like some parallel timelines and like two people seeing each other, but they're from two different timelines. One is dead and one's alive. It is.
Whoa.
Crazy. It's bonkers, but great movie though, man.
That's wild. All right. So that's pretty much like what I got about this whole human cloning thing. Like there's a little bit more stuff, but I don't think we can get into that. It's just too much.
Yeah.
He has a whole book. Like, if you guys want to know more, like, he has a book you guys can download for free, like, through, I think, like, Apple Books. Just type in Donald Marshall, then you can get, like, this whole book where he whistleblow it, like, everything. Talked about everything. Mm. Like, from cloning mouses to cloning, like, humans, celebrities, politicians that were cloned, the whole program.
Mouses and monkeys. Mouses, monkeys, and pigs. They're the first three to get it.
He talks about the gladiator arena, which I didn't want to get into. But he said, like, as a kid, right, he saw himself like in an arena, and they pay to watch these kids fight to the death.
Oh, hell no.
And they said, like, every time like he died, they put him in, like, a new cloning body. And then he said it got to the point where he didn't want to fight no more. And then he was like, you know, you guys know I can write music. Like, and then he said he was responsible for writing a lot of famous songs, like in the 80s and 90s. Wow. Like he said he wrote the Sweet Child of Mine song, the Welcome to the Jungle. He wrote the Eagle song, Hotel California. Like, he said that's all his lyrics. Where he says, like, you know, the lyrics in Hotel California, he was like, you could check in, but you could never check out. He was talking about the secret organization. You know, like, once you sell your soul to them, right, you check in, you want to be a part of the crew, you're never gonna get out.
Hotel California.
And then, like, welcome to the jungle is like the whole arena where people pay to come see fucking people fight and shit. They're like, that shit's crazy.
Child on child violence.
Yeah, they be fighting. Imagine like two Britney Spears fighting. That's wild.
Oh shit, let's go. I'm down to see it.
I'll pay for that. Pretty cool.
One right, bald, one got long hair.
Yeah, basically. All right, I'm gonna take a leak real quick. We come back, we're gonna run Chris' story.
Let's do it.
Be right back. We're back with Chris Unholy with the next topic for the night.
What's up, fam? All right, let's get in some dark shit. This is a messed up story, but it's one of the biggest stories that happened this week. With the whole, I'm pretty sure anybody that's familiar that, you know, is not living under a rock has been.
Not me.
That did though. But that basically knows what's going on with the Israel and Palestine thing, man. It's been going on since what? Was it October 7th, November 7th when that shit started going down? Here we are, what, 5 months going, what, 6 months later now? And it's still going on. People have been protesting, and one person specific. Now, there's been a couple other people who have also done this too, but the one that got the most notoriety lately was this guy named Aaron. Let me make sure I get this man's name right. Aaron Bushnell, 25-year-old. He was an active duty member in the United States Air Force. He went down to Washington, D.C. I think he might have been stationed either in the Maryland area or the D.C. area as a military member. But either way, he live streamed basically his self-emotion. In other words, he set himself on fire right in downtown Washington, D.C. He spoke in his video, carrying his camera phone, speaking about how he no longer wanted to be a part of a government that was responsible for the genocide going on with Israel and Palestine. Israel being the one that's, you know, basically wiping the damn Palestinians off the map. He didn't want to be a part of it no more. And he said, like, I'm about to do something extreme. And it's like a form of protest. And he set himself on fire. I watched the video. I feel like I said this every time I watch something crazy and I bring it up on the podcast. I'm like, I watch something crazy. It's the worst thing I've seen. I really do mean this, though. This shit actually bothered me for like a couple days. I was at work thinking about it. While I was supposed to be working, I was thinking about this. This man, like, literally just, like, doused, like, he just poured gasoline on his head and just lit himself on fire. And once his whole body was, like, engulfed in flames, he was screaming, like, free Palestine. I can't get it out of my head. I think the thing I remember the most is him screaming when he was on fire, free Palestine. And he stood on his feet. I don't know what this man was made of. He stood on his feet for a long time. I'm talking about, like, his military uniform, because he was in military uniform. He was on fire. It was falling off in chunks, his uniform was. Skin burning up, and he was just screaming, like, free Palestine, free Palestine, free Palestine. And he eventually, his body started shaking, and his legs started shaking, and he eventually fell to the ground. And he didn't die immediately. He died, like, I think some hours later, whatever.
That's so painful, man.
It's a horrible way to go out, man. It was like that, not Tiananmen Square, but I can remember, what was it?
That monk back guy, right?
The monk that set himself on fire during the Vietnam War. Yeah, it was, like, the same type of, like, a lot of people was calling it back to that, like, hey, like, you know, because the world moves so damn fast, man, especially in this day and age with the age of internet. But it's like you be in the news one day, the next would be fucking Cat Williams talking and getting famous again. Some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world moves quite, like, fast as shit. And in this situation, it's kind of like I could see where he was coming from, where the Palestine and Israel thing was taking a backseat. And he's like, yeah, I got to take an extreme measure to get people back on track to show, like, hey, this is so bad. Like, because he even says, too, in this video saying, like, hey, what I'm about to do is nothing compared to what the people in Palestine are going through right now. Which he ain't lying. The people in Palestine are going through some shit. And so he set himself on fire and killed himself. He died in the hospital a couple hours later. The video kept going after he fell to the ground. You see, like, a paramedic run up and they spraying him with, like, you know,
who was recording it, though?
He did. He's put it on something. I don't know if it was a bench or something or street light lamppost or whatever.
Like a live stream?
Yeah, he live streamed it. He put his camera up vertical, and he just let it run while he set himself on fire. It was positioned perfectly. I don't know how he got it right the first time. So I was like, usually you'd be kind of like off-center, but he was like right in the middle of the center. It was positioned, set himself on fire, and then he fell to the ground, and then paramedics ran up, sprayed him. And, of course, in the most American fashion ever, this fucking cop ran up with his gun aimed at him. He on the ground like damn near. The dude wasn't dead yet. The cop had a gun aimed at him the whole time, and then the paramedic in the background was like, hey, we don't need more guns. We need more fire extinguishers. What are you doing?
That's so crazy. Anybody outside of America. What the hell?
Wow, man. And of course, like, And of course, like, a lot of people outside of America that saw the video was like, that's so on brand for America. Like, you got a gun aimed at this man after he just set himself on fire. Like, what's up with this gun obsessed culture? Like, everybody saw, like, picking apart American culture.
You think, like, that part was staged, though? Like, for just to create more chaos? Like, all right, the guy with the gun, going with a gun, just so people could be more mad. Right?
Nah. I think he's just an out-of-control cop guy. He's ready to smoke somebody. This man's on fire, I'm about to light his ass up, which makes no sense. I go, if I was a cop...
When you say on-brand, like, that was on-brand. Like, all right, and like, hey, your cue. Go ahead.
Go.
Jimmy, go ahead.
And action.
Yeah, and action. After this crazy thing just happened, like, all right, guy with a gun, go in.
Yeah, I think... Honestly, I think the cop just freaked the hell out, and his initial reaction was pull a gun. It's like, man, y'all calm down. The dude is clearly ain't hurt nobody. It's wild, man. Sad video. Very sad. It bothered me for a couple of days. I couldn't get out of my head. It really did bother me.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
But
I saw like a image of it, like a little bit, where I did see like a man in uniform and then on fire. But I didn't really think anything of it. I thought it was fake, actually. Because I was like, ain't nobody setting themselves on fire. Because the first thing I did thought about was like that monk that he sat in the middle of the road. And he was sitting in like Indian style. And then
he never moved. He didn't scream or nothing. He just
he didn't flinch or nothing. He just laid there until his body just collapsed over.
That monk tapped into some type of like otherworldly shit. Like that man, he's like, this is just a shell.
Yeah, and just went. He was already gone. He already zipped out that body. So like, but when you said like this guy, this American guy, he did that. And when you said he was yelling out like "Free Palestine," I was like, he's still in his body while getting burned.
He was screaming. He screamed it all the way up to the point where like, cause it, like,
you think like at any point he regretted that, like when he was doing it?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty like the way he was so committed to it, because they wound up doing like because you know the internet, man, you know they're gonna dig to that man's history, because I think people that knew the family of this dude was asking like, hey, can we post a video online of him doing this? And the family was like, you can, but do the blurred out version, don't show the version, because I think the family kind of like, they don't agree with what their son did, but they probably do support the fact that what's going on in Palestine was awful. It was like, hey, like, our son sacrificed himself to like keep people back on track. I'm like this. This is like, because the news, especially CNN, from what I saw, was the first news to try to claim like, oh, he's crazy, and they just kind of ran with it left of that. Because America doesn't really want to admit, especially the media doesn't want to admit the atrocity that's going on in Palestine. They really just want to focus on like, okay, well, everybody that's against it, there's a problem with them, and this guy that set himself on fire is a mental health issue. I'm not saying I agree with what he did, because I don't agree with what's going on with Palestine at all. That shit is fucking awful, what America's doing and backing this shit up. I also don't agree with setting yourself on fire either as a protest. But I'm like this. If you're going to have a mental health issue and you're going to go do something extreme, I'd rather you set yourself on fire than go around and start murdering people in the name of, like, hate for Palestine. This shit easily could have went onto a killing spree like America is really known for, of people just getting smoked in damn grocery stores because, you know, some man be sitting on the internet all damn day, like, rotting away and, you know, making himself scared of the rest of the world. So, I mean, as sad as it is that he set himself on fire, I'm glad he did it in this fashion than going to murder spree, like, yeah, free Palestine, and then shoot a school of kids. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it could have easily went a wild direction. Messed up story, man. The people been digging through his Reddit. He's like a part of a community on Reddit. He's on Reddit heavy.
Damn.
Reddit heavy as shit. The people looked up his comments, some stuff he's had, and he's like,
because Reddit,
he's been adamant. Yeah, okay. He's a member. He's on Reddit. I always post the shit. Like, people went through his background and everything, and on some real shit. I don't agree with what he did, but I see why he would like back when I was like in 2008 when I was in Iraq. Something broke my brain about the reality of being in the United States military. I felt like that we was more of an issue there when I was there. I felt like we was more of an issue there than anything else.
Like, you guys were more of a problem than helping?
I think so. And that's why I felt like we was in Iraq. Because it got to a point, I was like, what are we doing? Like, why are we here in the first place? Because once I got in Iraq, I started learning, like, well, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. That was in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. So why are we here? It's like, it's almost like 9/11 was an excuse to, like, kind of, like, put our boots down in Iraq. Like, it's like, that was what we wanted in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I never really got behind 9/11 being, like, just terrorist attack to hurt us. I think it was, I truly do believe it's American orchestrated through and through, just so we can get back into the Middle East, because most people in America didn't even agree with going to the Middle East anyways because of Desert Storm. And 9/11 kind of like shifted the focus back to where we was all like, yeah, let's go kill these motherfuckers. They just killed like 3,000 people in America, and it just made it easier for us to get over there. And then you get over there, it's like, man, most of the people aren't terrorists. Most of the people are just trying to make it day by day, and now we're just disrupting their lives. And I remember a day I was in this tower working a post. I was working a tower with somebody else. One dude next to me was asleep or whatever. But we was in the tower, watched out the window, and they call over the radio, like, hey, there's about to be an explosion over at whatever location. And there was like this little village outside of my base that got blown to fucking smithereens.
Damn.
Saw that shit happen right through my fucking tower window. And I was like, Jesus Christ, how many people that I used to see every day working in the field? Because mainly, they had women working in the fields out there. But I was like, how many people I saw out there working in the fields just got killed? That got blown up by a Predator drone. And I didn't even know they was dropping a damn bomb. They just did this shit. They called someone over the radio to let us know they was about to do something, but
damn,
to be a fucking bomb getting dropped. So it got dropped and wiped them out. And then that was the day something in my brain was kind of like, what the fuck am I doing in this, man? Damn. We are the bad guys. And I feel like in his situation, because he talks about like how I don't want to be a part of this genocide. Like we're cool with this shit. And when so I don't agree with how he did it, but I understand completely how he felt, though, because it's a bad feeling, especially when you live in this country where any country where all you hear is their propaganda about how you're the good guy and this how it is and the rest of the world ain't shit, da da da. And then you kind of see like, hey, man, maybe we ain't the good guys like that. Maybe we are the villains of this story. And they're recruiting children, poor children, from other areas to fight these wars. They ain't using no damn rich kids. Biden's son ain't fighting no fucking military. He's a fucking junkie. The Trump's kids ain't fighting no damn military. None of these people that are rich are fighting the kids that are doing these wars, but they're grabbing kids from these low-income areas to fight these damn wars for them. And it's heart-wrenching, man. If you ain't really, like, on that propaganda shit and you kind of take a step back and see it for what it is, it's kind of gut-wrenching. You're like, oh my God, man. Like, how I'm contributing to, like, some awful shit sometimes. And you don't really know about it. You're doing the military. You're trying to go to college. So,
damn.
So, but I guarantee that's how you felt. It's sad, man. When I watched that video, and before he, like, you know, he lit himself up, I was like, I was listening to what he said. I was like, man, it is. I experienced that, man. It's kind of like, holy fuck. You know, nobody ever wants to be the bad guy, ever. Mm-hmm. Even the bad guys don't want to be bad guys. They always want to see themselves as the heroes of the story, especially some of the worst villains.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shit, you think, like, bad guys realize that they're bad guys until, like, what you mentioned, like, at that point, like, when they did a bombing, and you're like, I guess you had like an awakening moment where like, holy shit, like, are we the good guys or the bad guys? Because you probably felt it.
Everything.
Like, yeah.
And I remember I went to my supervisor after I saw that, like, that village get like fucking leveled. The next day I went to my supervisor about it, and he was a piece of shit. I was working with him. We was posted with each other. I was like, what's going on here? Like, why are we even here? And he's like, so, like, what? So are you not dedicated to this? He's like, if I put a gun to your mom's head, and I was like, are you going to work for us and help us, like, you know, liberate this place, or I'm gonna blow your mom's brains out? Which side you choosing? I'm like, man, I'm not gonna let you blow my mom's brains out. And he got offended when I said that. He was like, he thought I was supposed to be like down for the cause, like,
more than my own family.
He was one of my early first supervisors when I was in the military. He was psycho. He was weird. He's like, man, if you're not down with the cause and you're with them, I'm like, motherfucker, why can't we just be wrong? He was weird. He's like, so you want to turn your, if your mom was a terrorist, would you turn her in? I'm like, well, what's a terrorist to you may not be a terrorist to everyone else. I was like, I don't know. My mom ain't that crazy like that, but
damn.
You try to make me draw a line in the sand of like, who am I picking, the military or my family, if it came down to it? Weird guy, man. Weird guy.
Dude, damn, that's crazy.
It's brainwashed. Military straight brainwashing. That's all it is. Sorry, I tell anybody. There's good folks in the military. Don't get me wrong. It really is. There's some people too caught up in that Kool-Aid, but,
fuck,
but I get where that guy's come from.
Yeah, so you definitely can feel like where that guy was coming from, where he lit himself on fire. Like, I wouldn't even know any of that. I would just be like, oh shit, is it really that crazy like that? And
yeah, once you get into the system, it's like when you work a job, you're like, man, this job kind of fucked up. The longer you've been working here, you kind of realize like, hey, this shit, they didn't say this in the, when I applied for this job, they ain't saying none of this shit. Like, it makes you take a step back, and I see where it's coming from. Like I said, I don't agree with how he did it, but I understand, like, it's, man, it's a tough pill to swallow, man. You didn't join to be the bad guy. Nobody joins to be the villain.
Nobody wants to be the bad guy. But then we're like, holy shit, are we the bad guy? Damn.
Yeah, it's a hard pill to swallow, man. Especially when you've been fed your whole life that you are the good guy. Mm-hmm. It's a reality check.
Holy shit.
This Aaron Bushnell, 25 years old, senior airman in Air Force. He was an E4, set himself on fire. The United States military, no matter, he wasn't even just a regular person. He was in a goddamn military. Mm-hmm. He had clearance. What the fuck? Crazy, man. So
it's definitely something's wrong.
Something's up, man. So, yeah, this whole Palestine-Israel shit ain't slowing down. So that was it. That was a messed up story, but I feel like that's I had to talk about it. It is, man. I didn't want to talk about it, but I feel like I had to. It's just crazy story.
Yeah, I commend you though for like you know, going to your supervisor, just saying all that shit. Because a lot of people wouldn't even do that. Psycho. Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't even do that. They wouldn't even stand up to it. They'd be like, oh, okay, we're just gonna accept what's going on, you know, but we're not gonna question. Hey, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, because those people I was meeting like when I was in Iraq who were like, well, I don't like they speak their other language. When we talk to them, they need to speak to us in the English. Motherfucker, this ain't your country. For like, real. This is the mindset of a lot of these people in the military, man. They get disgruntled with, like, this fucking, you know, excuse my derogatory term, because this don't even make sense even in the context of things, but right. They would call them Hajis.
Yeah.
Hajis use a term for, like, the cartoon Johnny Quest for the dude that used to wear the turban. He's from India. Right. Yeah. What the fuck they got to do with Iraq? It's two different locations, but they would call them Hajis and be like, hey, the Hajis need to speak English. Like, you ain't that country, man. Like, respect. Why are we so brainwashed that this world needs to conform to us?
That's fucking wild, dude.
Crazy.
Damn.
That was it for that story. I didn't mean to get super depressing, man. That was
pretty crazy.
I've been waiting all week to talk about that. That was bothering me.
Maybe we can make like a real good clip out of this and then be like, hey.
Stop the violence.
Yeah. Like, you guys chill the fuck out. You know, something's happening. It's bigger than everybody. Like,
pump the brakes on this shit, man. Yeah, it's bad, man. Every time you saw leaving babies in the hospital to die, and there's a whole like ward of dead babies because they starved to death. That is a problem. This is not a war anymore. This is like straight genocide. They ain't fighting back. So pump the brakes, you know. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck this world, man. Go crazy. What is bonkers, man? Where's the LSD at?
Fuck this world.
It's LSD.
What else we got? I mean, we're good on time, but are you good to tell another story or?
Good, man. I'm good. I feel like that was
my soapbox. That was pretty.
It went longer than I expected, but I felt like.
No, it was good, though. It was good. You were flowing, man.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, so next week, you're not going to be in next week, right?
Yes, we're going to go see Blue Man Group.
Yes. Vegas, right?
I gotta get jizzed on with blue paint. Yeah, we're going to Vegas.
Yeah, let me know how that is, man. I was always curious about that Blue Man Group thing. I was like, is it as good as they advertise? Because they've been there forever, right? The Blue Man Group.
Dude, yeah, they're stapling like Vegas.
Yeah, they're like a staple in Vegas.
You gotta go to that now. You gotta go to Vegas if you wanna see them, man. It's gonna be at Luxor. We're gonna be at Luxor, the little pyramid.
Hey, I was there one time, Bill.
I've never been in there. I'm excited. It
smells, man. But yeah, this was pretty cool. Like, we're in like one of the rooms where, like, you know, it was at the edge of the pyramid, and then the window it's lit up like a pyramid.
Oh, so it's like this, like, oh.
Yeah, your window's gonna be like this, like, joop.
That's kinda cool.
Yeah.
It smells, though.
Yeah, that's where I had like a pizza in their cafeteria where it was so good. I was like, oh shit, this pizza is so good. I was like, where can I find another pizza like this?
I want some more.
And I didn't find that pizza again until we went to New York. I was like, oh shit, it brought me back to like the pizza I had in Vegas.
What was the pizza, you know?
It was a regular cafeteria pizza in their food court. And I don't know, I guess we got it like real fresh because it was so good. I was like, what the hell? I was like, a pizza this good exists in a food court in Vegas? And then Luxor?
Yeah, when you said cafeteria, I was like, thought about Mara.
Yeah, and I never had another pizza like that until like New York. And then New York hit that spot for like, okay, pizza, it is different. Like, there is different pizza that's actually really good.
Man, you got to try. You and your old lady got to make it to Chicago too, man.
She is old, yeah. Chicago. Oh, the deep dish pizza, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely. I've been on this like this. You ever watch Dave Portnoy where he reviewed pizza?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's like this dude. He's like the owner of like Barstool, and he reviews like pizza like everywhere, like all the pizza people. Like, dude, they're like afraid of him every time they come to review pizza. like, this guy is not even like a food critic or anything, but he's like the pizza guy for some reason. Yeah. And every time like he come to like a pizza joint, like they treat him like a god and stuff, because you know they want a good review, because
yeah, what's that, you gotta roll out the red carpet.
His, yeah, his review was like legit, you know. And god, man. Yeah, because like if he gives any pizza place like an 8, that's huge. That's like a the places that he gave a 9 is all on the East Coast, like the New Haven pizza. This is like the legit, like he says, is the best pizza like in the world. It's like New Haven style pizza, right, and that's where they cook it, like in the brick oven, and it's all on like the East Coast, like New Jersey or whatever those places.
Damn, man, I miss that area. I miss that whole region, man. See, I miss seafood.
What can he say? The Nardo's pizza in Pennsylvania. Is it good? Let me write this place down, because he has like this app where like people review pizzas. Instagram? Yeah, and then I would look up like big places, and then I would see like what score he gave like these pizza spots, because he Nardone's doesn't do like chain pizza. He does like legit pizza spots. That's not like a chain. Nardone's. That sound like a mafia or some shit.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Nah. Owned by the mafia. The Nardone's. All right, we're good for today's episode. Since Chris is gonna be off next week, I'm gonna try to get a guest just to fill in the spot for next week. Then we'll see how that goes.
Oh, a guest?
We'll have a Travis. Special guest. Maybe. It's going to be up to him if he shows up or not.
It's a good Travis, man. He hit me up the other day, man. Travis hit me up the other day.
Travis Smith?
Yeah. He's like, damn. You still live in Decatur? I was like, oh, man, we got to catch up. It's been old. But he doesn't know.
Judy's supposed to be on this show, but then the table was out because we're using that table for a puzzle.
Oh, I didn't realize
because she's finally like off this weekend, and then she was gonna do the controls, but then I was like, oh shit, we took the whole table out so she could do like the puzzle.
Damn, I want to do some puzzles now too, man. I've been seeing y'all like on IG. Y'all be doing the puzzles. I'm like, you and Bob, man, y'all be on the puzzle shit. I'm like,
yeah,
man,
Bob is wild. She bought a whole bunch of puzzles like from like the snow resort in Tennessee. They had a puzzle store. They had one puzzle with like 40,000 pieces. I'm like, no.
Why?
No.
It's the whole wall. That's crazy.
But you might as well quit your job to finish this 40,000 puzzle.
I'm turning my 2-week noses so I could.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
This puzzle of New York.
All right, guys. So we'll definitely catch Chris a week after next week. And then maybe this upcoming Saturday, I'm going to have a special guest to fill in. But we'll see what happens. Make sure you guys follow our social media, because I post all the schedule there.
Hey, yeah.
All right, guys. Check it out. Peace out. Adios.
See you guys.